Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Foley steals second. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foley moves to third. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Foley scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is hit by the pitch. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Garrett moves to second. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman bunts in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to first for the out. Bacabella moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is one for one in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan misplays the ball. That's an error on Milan. Bacabella moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Singleton is called out on strikes. One out. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayshore is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards right. Singleton fields it and throws to second to catch Cranepool for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-0 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milan moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mickey Scott now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Singleton strikes out. One out. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayshore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bacabella takes first base on ball 4. Mayshore moves to second. Mickey Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayshore moves to third. Bacabella moves to second. Mickey Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Crane Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for John Matlack. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Beauchamp moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Beauchamp moves to third. 2 outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beauchamp scores. Milan scores. Milner moves to second. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. George Theodore pinch hits for Ed Crane Poole. Mike Marshall now pitching. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner scores. Staub moves to second. It's 4-3, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to third. Theodore moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Theodore scores. Garrett moves to second. It's 6-3, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. George Theodore now playing left field. Duffy Dyer now catching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garrett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Mays reaches second base with a double. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Theodore takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Theodore moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Theodore scores. Garrett moves to third. Boswell moves to second. It's 7-3, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Vacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. John Vacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vacabella is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dyer scoops up the ball and tags Foley for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.